all together.
You are beautiful beyond all my dreams. Words can't describe your loveliness.
You are glorious.
You are glorious in all of your ways. You make my life so beautiful.
We sing all together. You are the awesome God.
Awesome God. You are so good.
Oh yes, you are Lord. Oh yes, you are Lord.
everyone this evening on this special day called Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. Amen? Praise God. You may be seated while I find my page and my notes. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Well, this is a very special holy day. In real terms, this day is called the most holy day in the Hebrew calendar, the Day of Atonement. The Day of Atonement. I have shared with you through the years about what atonement means in the Old Testament and what it means in the New Testament. Tomorrow we'll explore the other half of it. But today we're going to look at a foundational aspect of this particular holy day. A day that God has set apart to make certain that we are aware that we have been atoned for. It's a moedim, a moed day, an appointment day that God has set aside. In Leviticus chapter 23, Leviticus 23, verse 26 through 28, we read these powerful words, Leviticus 23, 26. It says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, also on the tenth day of this seventh month there shall be a day of atonement." Shall be a day of what? Atonement. "It shall be an holy convocation, holy gathering, a solemn gathering, an appointment time between God and man. It will be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls," it says, "and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord." An offering made by fire unto the Lord. Now, an offering made by fire meant that that offering was going to be consumed completely. It was a burnt offering. And it says, "And ye shall do no work in that same day." That day that you bring this offering that is consumed. It's consumed because it belongs unto the Lord. For it is a day of atonement to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that's Leviticus 23. Leviticus 23, 26 to 28. I'm going to read it again, and then we're going to start moving. "And the Lord spake unto Moses." God took time, said something to Moses. "Also on the tenth day of this seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement." Now, 10 is a number of completion. When you go from 1 to 10, you start going back to 1. That make sense? Okay. But 7 also was a number of completion. God works for 6 days. The seventh day, he rested. A week is 7 days. So we have two numbers that represent completion, because after seven is what? Eight. And eight is the number for new beginnings. Amen? So when God talks about the 10th day, the seventh month, he's talking about new beginnings. And when he's talking about new beginnings, he's also talking about endings. Because something has to end for something to begin. Are we on the same page? Okay. So atonement is about endings and beginnings. Praise God. Something ends, something begins. And today, I want you to be very, very cognizant of this truth, that something is going to end today and something is going to begin today. Amen? We want that which does not look like God to end, and everything that looks like God to begin. Because he is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the what? End. Praise God. We're on the same page. Hallelujah. Well, it says it's going to be a day of atonement and holy convocation. And holy convocation. Now, we know about convocations, don't we? A convocation is a public gathering. When you graduate, you have a convocation. Is that not true? So we talk about convocations in that sense. But the word convocation here means very specifically a rehearsal. So God says it's a holy rehearsal unto you. We are going to be rehearsing something, because you see, you rehearse for a show. Hello? The atonement is a rehearsal for a show. What show? You know what? You might be asking, why are you dressed in white? What do people that go to weddings or the bride and the bride wear? They wear what? When they are virgins. Well, they wear white. Yes? Well, we're wearing white because, in real terms, I believe that the wedding feast of the Lord is going to be on a day of atonement. I don't know if you heard that. You listening? Because from the day of atonement, we go and we start staying in our husband's house. That would be the Feast of Tabernacle. Are we together? Okay. Now, when we are atoned for our sins, are taken care of, and we start a fresh page. Now, there are two holy days that are playing the same role. Do you know what those two holy days are? What do you think they are? Okay, let me not. What happened at Passover? Did Jesus die at Passover time? So at Passover time, the price for our sins were paid for. Jesus became the burnt offering. But then the atonement does the same thing. Why? Because on the day of atonement, there were two goats. One goat was sacrificed and its blood was taken into the holy place. The other one, when the high priest came out, he laid his hands on that particular goat and he confessed his sins and the sins of the entire nation, placed it on that goat and led that goat way out into the wilderness where it could not find its way back. Hello? Well, that's what the atonement is about. Jesus acting as the scapegoat who takes all of our sins and takes it as far as the east is from the west. Hallelujah. He separates you from the sin. That's why on a day like this, we come to God and we confess our sins and we say, take this sin, this lust, this drug addiction, this swearing, this lying, this cheating, this confusion, this sickness, this whatever, take it. And you make sure that the high priest only goes with that sin, that you don't go with him. Because you don't want to come back with the sin. You know what the problem is many times for most of us? We confess our sins and then we dwell on it. As long as you are looking at your sin, you will remain a sinner. You are always going to go in the direction of that which you are looking at. Hello? Are you hearing me? You're always going to go in the direction of what you're looking at. If you focus your attention and you say, well, I'm praying that God deliver me from drug addiction, and you every morning, every afternoon, every evening, all you are talking about, oh God, deliver me from this drug addiction. You know what you're going to do? You're never going to get out of it. You know why? Because that's all that's on your mind. I will keep them in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on me. So your focus is not on your problem. Your focus is on the author and the finisher of your faith, the one who has delivered you, the one who's paid the price already. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he says, come, let us reason together. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18. Come. Let's reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I shall make them white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, I shall make them white as wool. God says, let's reason. So it doesn't matter how bad your situation is, I will flip it around. Hallelujah. White as snow, white as wool, any which way you want to call it, it doesn't matter. I will take care of it. Hallelujah. Those who live uprightly before God are not living uprightly before God because they keep on reminding themselves that they are sinners. You must lose the consciousness of sin and have the consciousness of righteousness, looking unto him, the author and the finisher of your faith, the one who's forgiven you, the one who knew you better than you know yourself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He knew you with all your mess and still decided, this is going to be my bride. Huh? How is that? How can you do that? I can do that because I chose to do that. And God has chosen you, and God has chosen me, and He says, no spots. You know the thing about white is that when you dress in white, you become extremely careful. Is that true or not? If you're dressed in black, who cares? It's going to hide the stain and the mess. White? Oh, no. You're tiptoeing all over the place, making sure you don't rest on anything. You know, if somebody's coming close to you, you're dark. Hallelujah. God wants you and I to remind ourselves that He's giving us a white robe. The robe of His righteousness. So don't go around with your white robe, your bridal gown, or whatever that you're rehearsing with, and go messing up. Hallelujah. That's not your portion. You're not a pig. You've got a new nature. It's the nature of the living God. Amen? So Jesus Christ, our Lord, came and He atoned for us. That's what the Word of God says. We are atoned for. Praise the Lord. In Leviticus, the 16th chapter, Leviticus 16, I'm going to look at verse 3 through 4. It says, thus shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bullock for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have breeches upon his flesh, and shall be girded with a linen girdle, and with a linen mirror shall he be attired. These are holy garments, therefore shall he wash his flesh in water, and so put them on. God is very specific on what Aaron is supposed to do. And then he says, and he shall take of the congregation of the children of Israel two kids of the goats for a sin offering and one ram for a burnt offering. And Aaron shall offer his bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make an atonement for himself and for his house. And he shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron shall cast lots upon the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We know what scapegoats are, right? A scapegoat is that person that's not at fault, but is guilted. Yes? Jesus did not sin, did he? But he took on our sin so that we can have his righteousness. Praise the Lord. Do you think that should be wasted? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. It's good. Now, as we said earlier, we've got to let go of the sins that are placed on the scapegoat. What does that mean? Stop looking at yourself as a sinner. As long as you see yourself as a sinner rather than what God says you are, a saint, sanctified by His precious blood, you will continue to sin because you have the mindset of a sinner. I'm a sinner. I can't help myself. And so you keep on repeating the same thing until you frustrate yourself and just say, well, I can't help myself. Let's just blow it all up. And so many go back into their sinful ways. And the reason they go back is not because they were not trying. Is because they were trying the wrong way. You need to see yourself with the eyes of God. Hallelujah. You've been atoned for. The day of atonement, judgment took place. Redemption took place. Repentance took place, forgiveness took place, and there was also the release of the scapegoat out there, which was a release also of the people from their sinful ways. So on the Day of Atonement was the purest day for everybody. The holiest day for everybody. The most righteous day for everybody. Because that's the day all of your sin were collected. So you were brand new. Huh? Isn't that exciting? You're clean. By the washing of the word, you're clean. You're not the old person that you used to be, because the old man is carried with the scapegoat also. And every year, as you come to this day, you remind yourself. That's why God wants these holy days. It's a time of rehearsal and reminding of ourselves of who we are, what God did for us already. We remind ourselves again, yes, this price has been paid in full. It is finished. It is done with. God has forgiven me. I am this day the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. So we are ending sin and we are beginning the grace of righteousness. Praise God. Praise God. Sin is transferred to one goat. But God did it in a very sure and secure way. One dies, the blood is sprinkled at the mercy seat of God. And this feast of atonement was the only feast that only the high priest could function at. Other priests couldn't function here. Only the high priest. Only he goes from the burnt offering right through to the Holy of Holies. And guess who the high priest is? For us, Jesus. Do you think he will do a shabby job? No, he takes care of it all. Someone say, my sins have been taken care of. So shut up, devil. You cannot accuse me anymore. Too many of us accept the accusation of the enemy. Every day he comes and he whispers his lies into your ears and you listen to it, you grab it, you meditate on it. When the word of God says you should meditate on the word of God, not on your sin. Meditate on the word of God. Praise God. That's what God has called you to meditate on. But so many times we just hold on to our sinful ways. It's a lie of the devil. The father of lies is the one accusing you. Your high priest has chosen you and has given you a garment of white that is spotless. Praise the Lord. Remember that. Don't forget it. That God has paid the price. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 to 12. Hebrews 9, 11. It says, but Christ being come an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves. Remember, Aaron had to bring the blood of goats and calves, right? He says, but Jesus, this high priest, did not come by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. His own blood. He entered in once. Somebody say once. Say it again, once. One more time, once. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained, that means he got what? Eternal redemption for us. Praise God. We are eternally redeemed. Do you understand what eternal means, right? When does eternity start? Are you going to die then go into eternity, or are you in eternity now? We're in eternity right now. Yeah? Okay. So if we're in, eternal redemption, then our redemption has already taken place. Notice the first part, verse 11 again. But Christ, being present tense continuous, come. The present tense continuous, Jesus Christ, the high priest, come. He says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and what? But I have come. So before the thief came, he already came. He said, I'm here. Anybody's accusing you? Tell them he already took care of business. He paid the bill. What do you mean? You're the one who ran the electricity bill. Why is he paying it? Because he's my elder brother. And I'm family. And family takes care of family. We're family. This is my elder brother. And we are joint heirs. He just showed me that I had an account. Hallelujah. So he just paid it. There's no air. Get out of here. Why you come in here? You want the bill to be paid, right? Okay. What does it say in your account? Paid. Okay, what are you coming here to talk about? When the enemy comes attacking you, just point them to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And then secondly, tell him his future. Glory be to God. Do you know that the way he paid for me, he paid for you too, but if you're a fool, you're going to go to jail. Jesus died for all of creation. Everything that sinned, he covered them all. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 2 tells us that. He's paid it. So stop thinking wrongly about yourself. We say, but Pastor, you don't know, I messed up again. Do you know that he knew about that before you messed up? Now, God is not celebrating you messing up. That's not the point. Romans chapter 6 tells us very clearly, it says, shall we continue in sin so that grace may abound? God forbid. How can we who are dead to sin live any longer therein? It says you mortify the deeds of the flesh. Praise God. You can live uprightly before God. Oh, Pastor, I'm just human. Well, not if you're born again. You're not just human. Praise the Lord. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You are a God man. Praise God. Creating the image of the God man. Jesus came to the world as a man, left his position as God, emptied himself of his godness, came to the earth, became a man, just like you and I, defeated the devil as a man. Glory be to God. Just to prove to you and I that the first model, Adam, was not weak. He just chose to do the wrong thing. But Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered and chose to do the right thing. And when Jesus died and rose again from the dead, God gave him a name that's above every other name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, of the things which are in heavens, the things on the earth, and the things under the earth. So Jesus rose again and put on his godness again. But then when you got born again, you got born again, not in the image of the Jesus that walked on the earth, but in the image of the Jesus who defeated the devil and all of hell and rose again from the dead. So we're created in the image of champions. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You still don't believe it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. It says there, wherefore henceforth, what does henceforth mean? From now on. Know we no man after the flesh. From now on, we don't know anybody after the flesh. Yea, though we have known whom? Christ after the what? Flesh. Yet now, henceforth, know we him no more. After the what? After the flesh. So the Jesus that God is asking us to look to is not the Jesus that walked through the streets of Nazareth and Bethlehem and Jerusalem. It's more than that. That's why he says you're going to do greater things. Because if we look only to him, then we'll do exactly the same as he. But if we look at him who's risen from the dead, who single-handedly defeated all the forces of darkness, the hordes of hell, seized the keys of death and the grave, rose again on the third day, not because somebody came to open, roll the stone away. He just came out. Hallelujah. He just came out. And when he wanted to go up, he just climbed on top of a cloud. What is he saying? He's saying, listen, I am not limiting you any longer to the limits of the natural world. You've been atoned for. So now, I want you to start acting the way I act. Glory be to God. I release to you my capacity. Amen? And we need to embrace that. Because until we embrace that, we will keep on living the life of struggles. Romans 11, verse 26 to 27. Romans 11, 26. He says here, and so all Israel shall be saved, that it is written, they shall come out of Zion, the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Praise God. A deliverer is going to come who's going to turn away ungodliness from Jacob, meaning Israel. But the same thing is true for us. That deliverer is turning away ungodliness from us. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. How is he taking away the sins? By being our scapegoat. You've got to see that Jesus, your Lord and your Savior, took away your sins. He's playing all the role. He's playing the role of the scapegoat. He's playing the role of the high priest. Because nobody else is worthy to play the role. Because my sins were so bad, and so were your sins. We were a total mess. Nobody could clean us up. Even the blood of goats and bulls and whatever, kill all the animals. Not sufficient. The stain will still be there. Bleach, nothing. This is an impossible stain. But there is a blood that can penetrate every spot, every stain, remove everything that is contrary. And that blood has not lost its power. Amen? Amen? It's not lost its power. The gospel of the Lord, the gospel of the atonement of Christ, is a gospel of blood. Now, this is the irony. Blood stains don't get out. But this is the blood that does not stain. Human blood, bloods of animals stain. But the blood of Christ does not stain. It does not have human protein in it. It is, are you ready for this? There is something that mimics, you see, when we die, and we are raised again from the dead, just like Jesus Christ, our Lord, was raised from the dead. The Bible says something. He said he had flesh and bones. It doesn't talk about blood anymore. Because that blood fully satisfies the need of our lives. But now, there is something inside of you that mimics light. You know what that is? Your blood. So, when we are born again, we're born as light. Huh? Every good and every perfect gift proceeds from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us. So when you got born again, you got born again as light. Because he's the Father of lights. And where the light shines, darkness cannot comprehend it. You are not meant to be stopped by the enemy when you recognize who you are. That you are light. And when light shines, darkness vamooses. Praise God. Your very presence, my very presence, should shine and shut out darkness. Why? I've been perfectly atoned for. The price has been fully paid. I can be forgiven. Now, the forgiveness is not automatic. You have to confess it. You have to acknowledge, I did something wrong to receive forgiveness. Hello? You know the problem many times? We are too arrogant too many times that we never really come out and say, you know what? I did something. It was wrong. Forgive me. When the high priest confessed the sins. He was laying on that scapegoat the sins of the nation. And would you know it, when the patriarchs prayed, many times when they prayed concerning the sins of their fathers, and all we have all sinned. The individually, I didn't do it, but corporately, I was involved. Forgive me. Forgive us. And today we will cry out to God and say, forgive us. We didn't go out there teaching all kinds of crazy stuff, but we can cry out on behalf of our nation and say, Father, we have sinned. Forgive us. Atone for our nation. Lord, oh God, we cry out for our leaders, that you will do something in the leaders of this land, that they will stop doing the wrong thing and making wrong decisions. Lord, we have wronged you. We have held back from you. And as we do that, God will honor us with his presence. Praise God. Because truly, that's what we need. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 23, as I begin to wrap. Genesis 3, 23. This passage of scripture, you might wonder, why are you going here? Because this is the part of the scripture that tells us that man was driven out of the garden. And if man is to come back into the garden of the Lord, then he has to be atoned for. Word of God says, therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. In other words, send him out to hard labor. We are not supposed to work hard. We're supposed to work blessed. Amen. Praise God. When we know that the price has been paid, you stop working hard. You ask God for wisdom and for the right tools to do what you need to do. You see, because in the world, it's, you know, people say, location, location, location. I say, tools, tools, tools. If you don't have the right tools, you're going to work hard. True or not? You've got to have the right tools. And so we need God to equip us with the right tools. It's called the gifts of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We need to have the fruits of the Spirit, and we need to have the gifts of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit affects our character, because you are only able to be sustained as far as your character can hold you. If somebody puts you in a place of honor, your character will either keep you there or betray you and cause you to fail. And every day you face challenges. And how you handle those challenges will determine how your life is going to flow in the days to come. How easy is it for you to get wound up and throwing F-bombs all over the place? What is your action when nobody's around? You need to be very aware that the Lord is everywhere present. And if the Lord is everywhere present, it doesn't matter who's around or not around, you're going to do the right thing. If you have to hide, then you must question, why am I hiding? Because the ability and the mindset of hiding is what came with sin. Yeah? But when you are atoned for, there is no longer any shame. There's no place for shame. You are the beloved of the Lord. Why are you ashamed? So what are you doing? Not good? Well, if you're doing something evil, it's a different story. But when you understand who you are, and the price has been paid, and that you are a new creation in the image of the risen Lord, it's a different story. That's what the Day of Atonement is about. It's the ending of one lifestyle and the beginning of a new one. The ending of the time of sin and sin consciousness to the beginning of righteousness and righteous consciousness. I think differently about me. But now, when I think differently about me, I don't begin to look down at other people. Remember the word of the Lord to us were two words. I kept on repeating it last week. What were those words? Huh? Come on. You didn't forget. Remember me. Yes. Remember me. Don't forget that. Now, that statement, remember me, is not about, Lord, look at me, how good I am. And look at how bad they are. Because there was a Pharisee that came to the house of God and was telling God about how wonderful he was. He did this, did this. I'm not like that tax collector over there. Terrible man. Meanwhile, that guy is saying, have mercy. And God says, I choose him. Oh, not this guy over here who's saying, me. No, because he's all about himself and he's being critical of that person. Now, it is not that it's bad that what he was saying, because I can show you in the Word of God all the people that said, remember me. Job, remember me. Hezekiah, remember me. On and on, I can show you. And God was very pleased with them. But the problem is, remember me, but look at him. He's a terrible guy. I'm not like him. And God says, okay, I can work with you. Because you are not about other people. You're just about yourself. And when we are atoned for, we've got to remember that the atonement was for the entire nation. The priest had an atonement for himself. And then he had an atonement for everybody else. Hello? So we don't go out there and start pointing fingers at people and telling them about how bad and how terrible they are. Or you are going to go to H-E double hockey sticks. No, that's not what we're doing. God loves sinners. Jesus loved sinners. He went and dined with sinners. Why? He was trying to win them. But he did only what God led him to do. Huh? He said, I do nothing except what I see the Father doing. So, You've got to understand that when you are atoned for, you've got to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. What God is leading you to do, that's what you should do. Nothing more, nothing less. If God says to me, son, I want you to go to that bar. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do any of those things. If God says, go into that bar, I will go into that bar because I know I'm being sent there to accomplish something. But I don't go there hoping that I'll be able to change anybody, because you can't change anybody. Do you understand that? You cannot change anybody. So stop fooling yourself. You wanted to go there and drink or smoke or party or whatever. That's why you went there. Stop saying you went there to evangelize. You didn't go to evangelize nothing. Unless God sent you there. Because I tell you what, you go in there in your own strength, they will win you over. You are not going to win them over. You'll be entrapped. But when you follow in the leading of the Holy Spirit, God will show you what is happening even before it happens, and you escape from the lies of the enemy. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'll stop there for now. And tomorrow we're going to explore the full theme of this special 2 days, being transformed into His image. Amen? We're going to explore the Word of God and see how all of that links in together. Because God is going to have a church. He's going to have a people. Amen? And we're not going to be one of those that fall off. It says, in the last days, the love of many shall wax cold. People are going to do things based on psychology, science, management skills, and everything else. And the end of that is nothing, because there's no power. It's not powered by the power of God. It's going to act like it's working for only a brief moment until there is a crisis and nothing. So you've got to have a relationship. Praise God. Say, I must have a relationship with the living God. I cannot continue with the old ways of doing things. I must have a restart, starting now. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Did you receive that? Amen. Amen. Okay, that's introduction. Well, tonight, we're going to pray. I'm going to invite Mama to come join me. And I want us to pray tonight about being aware of what God has done for us. You need to become very, very aware of what God has done. What has God done for your spiritual management, your walk? What has He done? If you don't know it, you will abuse yourself. You need to know it. Know that you're forgiven, and not just forgiven, but that, as we're going to explore tomorrow, that God has given you the power to live the kind of life He expects of you. Watch, notice the statement, the kind of life He what? Expects of you. Not the kind of life society expects of you. What God expects. The system of the world does not determine what is good for the believer. God determines what is good. Amen? Because the system of the world fluctuates. One day this is good, and the next day, you know, oh, the confusion in our world today. The confusion. 72 plus genders when God created male and female? Some people think my pronoun is Wolverine. Oh yeah, they think all kinds of crazy stuff. Is that what you want to attach yourself to? When you don't know who you are? Come on. That's what the world gives, confusion. But the greatest gift you must have over everything else is the gift of discernment. So we're going to pray about that, knowing who I am, what God has done for me, and Lord, oh God, grant me the gift of discernment. You need to have that because you've got to see 3, 4, 10, 15 steps ahead. Amen. If you don't, it's a mess up. That's what happening in our world. They start something and they think this is a good thing, and then next moment they are pulling their hair out. Because now it's all a mess, and they thought it was a good thing because they had no capacity to think ahead. Have you had a discussion with people and you wonder, where's their brains? And they are arguing it, and they believe the lie, and you say, Lord God, some Tylenol, please. Because they are messed up. Totally messed up. That's the world we live in. And if you don't see from God's perspective who you are, you fall into the same trap. And I see believers arguing foolishness. And you wonder, were you ever a Christian? How can you believe this? Well, yeah, there are people who preach all kinds of stuff today. You know, it's a pastor who is growing weed and promoting cannabis. This is a God crop. We can make money out of this. I know the guy. The guy was a wonderful preacher for years. But now he is... Does he know that he's deceived? No. How do you get there? Start believing that selling drugs, that's the way. Hallelujah. There are churches that used to preach the gospel who are sending their women out to prostitute to make money. That's the world that we live in. It is wicked. But they believe they're doing the right thing. Hey, there's a prostitute called Rahab. God used her. So you, Rahab, go. They'll find a scripture. Confusion. We don't want that, do you? Okay. God gives us a fresh start, and he empowers us to live victoriously. Mama, come, please. Lead us in PowerPoint and lift up your voice before the Lord and pray. And just trust God for miracles to happen in your life. You know, in these 2 days of our meeting together, may God transform us into his image. Amen? Hallelujah. And after these 2 days, it will be the Feast of Tabernacles. And let me have the promo on that one up so that you see the dates. And be ready for it. And for those of you that were not here this morning, we showed videos of the family that we got out of slavery, and your givings made that possible. That family is out, and we believe God that in the days to come, that we're going to see many, many more, you know, freed because we gave, so that they can have a new start. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Okay.
What exactly am I doing?
lead us in prayer about who we are and all the things I mentioned. Pray as the Holy Spirit leads you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
First, thank God that my voice is functioning perfectly.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, you've been sitting for a while. Just stretch your legs and let your blood move around a little bit. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to start praying in a moment. You know, as Apostle was ministering there, I'm just reflecting, you know, just because we use the word church doesn't mean it's church. All right? There's the church of Satan. How can that be? So start being aware and know who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Is that Pastor Daniel and Adura there? There's light in my eyes, but I can see you.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord.
Good to see you guys. Praise the Lord. Shalom.
Amen.
Yes.
I saw him maybe 3-4 weeks ago. Yes. And you said you were going to be coming. So today's the day.
Good. Good to see you both.
Good to see you.
Praise God.
Amen.
You know, just because the word church is used doesn't mean it's church. Just because the word Christian, somebody say I'm a Christian, doesn't mean they're Christian. You got to be Christ-like. Amen?
Amen?
So the true word should be Christ-like. The character of Jesus. Say amen.
Amen.
Jesus doesn't wake up today and start punching their spouse.
No.
So that's not a Christian. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we heard a lot of message tonight. Please do not leave here. You are not licensed to go sin. The key, Jesus said, the bottom line is go and do what?
Sin no more.
Somebody say it loud. Go and sin no more. Amen. So after atonement, we've been cleansed, we've been restored. We don't go and practice sin. Practice makes perfect. May you not be perfected in sin, but perfected in righteousness.
Amen.
And holiness. So we can practice the other good stuff. We have a lot of good things we can practice. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so let's ask God to just have mercy on us. He has paid for everything. Everything has been paid for before me and you were born. 2,000 years ago, it's paid for. Even before the foundation of the earth. So before 6,000 years ago, everything's been paid for. Bible says before the foundation of the earth, Christ died for us. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So even before God started creating the earth, he has made sure Jesus has paid the price.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's not a today thing that saved you and set you free and your family. It's ancient. Ancient God. Present God. He's ancient and he's ever present.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Why don't we all throw ourselves at his mercy and say, Lord, cleanse me from every junk.
From every unrighteousness.
You have already paid for everything.
You've already paid for everything.
Lord, I surrender.
Lord, I surrender.
To you, Lord.
To you, Lord.
Let your blood wash me now.
Wash me now.
Cleanse me now.
Cleanse me now.
Make me whole.
Make me whole.
Make me whole.
In the name of Jesus.
Have mercy on me, O Lord.
Have mercy on me, O Lord.
For the things I got myself involved with.
For the things I got myself.
Things that you have not approved.
Things that you have not approved.
Have mercy on me, O Lord.
Have mercy on
my family.
Have mercy on
my everything that concerns me. At my workplace. At
my business.
At my church.
At
my ministry.
In
any dimension of life that you have called me to, where I have messed up, made the wrong decision, made the wrong thing. Have mercy, O Lord. Cleanse me now.
Cleanse me,
O Lord. Purify my heart.
Purify
my heart.
Every junk
that I've stuffed in my heart,
unforgiveness,
strife, envy,
railing,
quarrelsomeness, anything that does not please you, cleanse me now. Cleanse me, O God.
Cleanse me,
O God. Cleanse me, O God. Begin to see yourself washed by the blood of Jesus, by His word. His blood and His word cleanse better than soap. Ah, hallelujah. Full as soap. Hallelujah. Father, cleanse us now. Wash us now. Wash our spirit clean. Wash our mind clean. Wash our soul clean. Wash our body clean. We surrender to you, O Lord. We surrender our will to you. We surrender our thoughts to you. We surrender our speech to you. We surrender our walk to you. We surrender our lives to you. We surrender our families to you. In the name of Jesus. Even the thoughts of our children, thoughts of our grandchildren, thoughts of our spouses, thoughts of our finance, thoughts of any type of relationship that has not been pleasing to you or where we have made error, we give them to you now. Total surrender, O Lord. Total surrender, Lord. Total surrender. Can you surrender to Him? Lift your hands up and wave it to the Lord. Say, Lord, here I am. Do not pass me by tonight. Total reset.
Reset
my life in the right cause. The cause that you have already paid for.
In the name of Jesus.
Cause of holiness.
Yes, Lord.
Cause of righteousness.
Cause
of walking in truth.
Walking in truth.
Walking in love.
Walking in love.
Walking in joy.
Walking in joy.
Hallelujah.
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 Reset my life, Lord.
Amen.
Reset my life now.
Hallelujah.
To walk in holiness.
Amen.
To be separated unto you.
Yes,
to walk in purity.
Amen.
To have a clean, pure heart.
Oh, yes,
a heart
Lord.
That doesn't think evil. But think only good.
Yes, Lord.
Oh Lord, you are good.
Yes,
you are good.
Yes, you
are good.
Yes, you
and your mercy endureth forever.
Yes,
have mercy, O Lord.
Have mercy.
Let your goodness touch our lives.
Amen.
Have mercy on us, O God.
Thank you, Lord.
Have mercy on us, Heavenly Father.
Jesus,
have mercy on us, O Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we surrender to you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for paying the price.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for being the scapegoat,
Amen.
For setting us free,
Amen.
Setting us free.
Amen.
Thank you for total deliverance,
Hallelujah.
Deliverance from things,
Hallelujah.
Habits that we could not break,
oh,
they
God.
Are broken now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Habits that we cannot break, they are broken now.
Amen.
Say, Lord, break every habit.
Break every
habit. If it's talkativeness, if it is cursing, if it is hissing, whatever it is, whatever secret habits that you have, say, Lord, break them off me now.
Break them off me now.
Break them off me now. Some people are actors inside their heart. They just do things inside their mind. You know, they look normal, but they're abnormal inside. Father, cleanse me from my inside out. In the name of Jesus. Can you cry to the Lord? Cleanse me from my inside out. Cleanse me from my inside out. Cleanse me from my inside out. In the name of Jesus. When we see people, we look at them, we look for Jesus. We don't focus on their fault. We focus on the redemptive power of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Say, Lord, anoint my eyes.
Lord, anoint
Let me
eyes.
Begin to see in a different way.
Let me begin
to see your holiness.
See your holiness.
That the way you have saved me, you can save the person I'm looking at.
In the
name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The way you have cleansed my sins, you can cleanse them also, Lord.
Amen.
Father, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Show us the way,
yes,
the way of light.
Yes,
you have made us light.
Yes,
May
Lord.
We walk in light,
Amen.
Not in darkness.
Amen.
Can you put your hand on your heart? At the end of the day, the heart has to be right. Out of your heart flows the issues of life. Amen. Every issue And every issue is always in the tissue. So, Lord, put your hand on and say, Lord, heal my heart. Cleanse my heart. Reset my heart. Give me your kind of heart. Because you said David have it. King David had it. Say David, King David was a man after your own heart. So we can possess that kind of a heart. So Lord, reset my heart. Give me a pure heart. A heart of love. A heart of compassion. A heart that pleases you. Full of your agape love. Full of your agape love. Full of your agape love. God's kind of love. In the name of Jesus. For God so loved, he gave. Give me a giving heart. Not a condemnation heart. Give me a giving heart. Are you praying? Give me a giving heart. Give me a giving heart. A giving heart always have love to give. May we give in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, I receive.
I receive
a beautiful new heart.
A beautiful new heart.
The heart of the Lord.
The heart of the Lord.
It's now my heart.
It's now my heart.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to, at this time, bring our special offerings, and then I'm going to pray the last prayer for discernment, the gift of discernment. We all need it. Amen. The things that are happening in our world demands that we have that grace on our lives. So we make wise decisions. Amen?
Amen?
Too many of believers are in a confused state. They're making bad decisions. We cannot fall into that trap. We've got to make the right decisions. And sometimes the right decisions, you're going to be pressured. And people are going to call you names when you're making those right decisions. Stick with the program. Be on the Lord's side. Amen? Hallelujah. Come, if you've not honored God with your giving yet, do so now. Those that are online, you can do so at this time also. And then I'm going to close with a prayer. And we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Praise the Lord. It's good to see all of you in your white, beautiful outfits. Praise God.
Mine is all mixed match, but that's what I could find. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Did you get the point on why we were wearing white? You got the point?
Yes.
Okay, good. Amen. It's not a doctrine thing for you, huh? Yeah. From now on, we are a white outfit church. No. No, we're not doing that.
I like colors, so I'll be wearing more colors. Praise the Lord. No, the other day I went to renew my passport. I wore a very colorful shirt. As soon as I got in there, the person serving there said, "Oh, I don't think they'll take a colorful shirt." I said, just take the picture. That's not your job. What they care about passport is your face. Make sure they see your ears and they see all your features in your face. So, it was accepted. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
No complaints.
When you go to work, do your job. Don't go beyond that. If you meet me, I will correct you on the spot. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So take the picture.
Mama Lolo.
That's what I want to wear. So praise the Lord. And my picture was accepted. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's what I felt like wearing that day. Well, we got a little one coming up in the house called Ayana. She wears what she wants to wear. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, God is good. But today we are in obedience because Apostle said we're white, so we all did.
No,
amen.
The Lord told me, so
yeah,
I should wear white today.
Yes,
I said,
yes.
Just me? You said, no, you can ask the other people to do the same thing. So
yes.
That's why I asked you.
Well, on the Day of Atonement, I think I heard a Jewish rabbi say that they normally wear white on the Day of Atonement.
I had no clue.
So he didn't know that, but I was aware of that. So, but praise the Lord. So next year we'll prepare better. So look for a plain white, and then hopefully. I do have white dresses. It's just that they are packed away. So, and some are mixed with gold, so I didn't want mixture. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
And that's okay. This is like gym pants and dress and all mixed up. I think my black pants, I wore a black pants under, so it was showing.
The service is not over yet.
That's okay. They gotta be real. Take off your mask. Say praise the Lord. Take off your mask.
Amen.
Don't be one thing at home and one thing in church.
Amen.
God loves me exactly as I am. So praise the Lord. See, all of you are free. I see you are smiling. So
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right. Leading your prayer. Praise the Lord.
Let's rise. What a powerful prayer, Mama, led us on. Heavenly Father, we don't want to mince words. We're asking for the grace to be discerning. We don't want to be tripped. We don't want to desert. We don't want to walk away, go on detours. We just want to know you.
Yes.
And have the mind of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
So that we make the right decisions on a daily basis.
Amen.
And Lord, oh God, that there will be not a question that will be asked of us that will be, you know, overwhelmed by. But Lord, oh God, that as was said of Stephen, that when he spoke, it was like an angel speaking. The wisdom that flowed forth in him and through him. That as it was with you when you were in the temple, a Lord of God, there'll be deep insight,
yes.
Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, all of this working in unison. Manifesting itself as discernment. Father, we want to be baptized with this grace even now.
Amen.
That Lord, oh God, that in this last of the last days, that we will not be one of those that are deceived.
Amen.
But Lord, oh God, that we'll be very aware and that we'll know beyond the shadow of a doubt what is happening all around us at all times. Grant us the ability to watch, to be vigilant, to be discreet, to know, so that we can do according to thy good pleasure. Blessed be your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Help us, O God, to be a testimony of your goodness and of your awesome power.
Amen.
We celebrate your love for us, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you atoned for us.
Yes.
You put an end to a past to begin a fresh start.
Yes, Lord.
We receive this empowerment to live the life graced with your awesome power.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the ability to make the right choices.
Yes, Lord.
Because of the atonement.
Yes, Lord.
Proper relationships.
Yes.
Because of the atonement.
Yes.
Being aware of who we are in you because of the atonement.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for all is well with our souls.
Amen.
Receive our offerings.
Yes.
The offerings, O God, received by fire.
Amen.
Let your fire fall on this offering.
Amen.
Let it be acceptable unto you.
Amen.
So, Lord, O God, that you, the God who breathe into us, can breathe in. And when you breathe in, let it be the fresh, amazing aroma of our sacrifice,
yes,
unto you.
Yes.
Be pleased, Father, In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, is there anybody new here tonight? No, praise God. It's very good to see Pastor Daniel and Pastor Adura. And we thank God for Bill and Carol.
Hi, Brother Bill.
Bless you.
And Sister Carol, shalom.
Yes. Sister
Hi,
Sybil.
Sister Sybil.
Amen.
Brother Jim, I know you're somewhere there. Blessings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And the Stewart family.
The Stewart family.
And Sister Jeanette.
Jeanette Ellis.
And
the Minot.
Oh, Minot family.
Ariel.
Hi,